And welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited to share with you yet another interesting guest. And this one is he's a titan. He's a veteran of the radio and television industry. And I'm humbled. I'm honored to have Frank Cipolla on the line with us. Frank, welcome.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for having me on, and it's a pleasure being on, and you're too kind, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you earn all of it, and let me tell you what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Frank is a long time. He is what we call an industry veteran, and he has written a book, and it's called It Shocked Even Us, and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News, and the website is itshockedevenus.com. Television, radio, broadcasting, and Frank is going to give in this book kind of the inside scoop of some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, behind the camera, behind the radio mic, and that's what it's all about. What inspired you, Frank?
Well, you know, the definitive story, or I should say the definitive book written on this was in 1979. It was written by a WNBC TV reporter here in New York named Bob Teague. And what Bob did, David, was he parted the curtains and showed everybody what happens behind the scenes. And I said to myself at that time, and I was just starting in the industry, that if I ever write a book, it's going to be similar to Bob Teague's. And this is the answer to Bob Teague's book. This is all the funny stories from the 30 years of radio and TV. And a lot of people see radio and TV people go on the air, or they hear them go on the air, and they don't know what happens behind the scenes. It's part memoir, and it's part a look behind the scenes and all the funny things that happen behind the scenes. There's really nothing controversial or political in it. It's just small, digestible stories. And I hasten to add that a lot of people who live in Florida grew up in New York or the New York metropolitan area, and they would know the people I talk about in this book. You know, people like Soupy Sales, who I was the anchor for, Soupy Sales radio show in the mid-80s, and Imus and Stern, and all the great TV icons who have since moved on. But, you know, that's what it's about. It's about all the funny stories behind the scenes.
Well, the book is It Shocked Even Us, and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News. And Frank Cipolla, 30-year veteran, you graduated, you were hired to go to work for WCRV in New Jersey as a news director. And then this is funny, you'll get a kick out of this, Frank. In 1986, which is when I graduated high school and was wearing Miami Vice Don Johnson clothes and parachute pants, he went to work full-time as a news anchor with WNBC. So you've seen a lot over the years, and of course, that's what your book's all about. You know, the thing that strikes me is, and again, I have, as our listeners know, I've done some radio now, and I've been doing it for a little over a year, and I've done some television, and it is a humbling experience. It's not something that comes natural unless, you know, that's just where your gifts are. But in just that brief period of time, there's all kinds of interesting stuff that happens when you're doing this or talking to a guest. And so I'm real curious to hear some of your stories about what goes on behind the camera.
Well, you know, it's funny you should bring that up. As I was writing this book, and colleagues in the industry purchased it and read it, and they said, Frank, these are my stories. Even though I did, you know, maybe I was in New York, obviously, but maybe my colleague spent most of his time in and around Chicago or Wichita, San Diego. These are things that happen every day in radio and television. Going back to my start, which was at WCRV, in a very small station near the Pennsylvania-New Jersey border. It was actually a house, David. The owner lived upstairs. He had been thrown out by his wife at his marital residence, and the antenna was in the backyard, and the bathroom was next to the newsroom, which was next to the kitchen. It was really the Wild West of radio, because then radio stations were almost individually owned by one person or maybe two people. Now, of course, there's conglomerates, there's Clear Channel, Millennium, and companies like Greater Media that owned hundreds of stations at a time. But back then, it was usually one guy, and this guy owned the station, and you learned so much when you were so intimately connected to what was going on. And then, of course, you know, you make all the mistakes in your small market radio stations, and thankfully back then there was no YouTube, so nobody ever saw it or heard it. And then you step up to the bigger markets. I always wanted to work at WNBC as a kid. I actually interned there while I was in college, and I came back and was assigned to work doing the newscast on an hourly basis on the Soupy Sales radio show. And anybody who has spent even 10 minutes in and around New York, or even Detroit where he first started, knows who Soupy Sales is. For some of your younger listeners, they can go on the website or internet and find out all about him. But Soupy Sales was famous for getting pies in his face, David.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Hey, I'm not that old yet, Frank. I remember that. I remember seeing it on television. He was a hoot.
And on radio, he was just as funny. But, you know, he was surrounded by colossal egos at that point. I was 27 years old, and he had to work with Imus and Stern. And at one point, David, they weren't talking with each other.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so each one of them justifiably believed that he was the bigger star.
I understand.
And they just could not live on the same Serengeti. One had to be the alpha male.
Yeah, well, they all end up on different Serengetis. But we're going to, hey, Frank, hold on right there. I want to come back. We'll talk about some more. And you mentioned some celebrities. I want to come back. And if you've got a celebrity story, that'd be fun. We're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We have Frank Cipolla on the line with us. The book is It Shocked Even Us and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News. And that's itshockedevenus.com. And it's also available on amazon.com. Stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank, I got to get this out for my wife because she listens to the program. And I told you before we started that she's Italian. So
yeah.
I know you pronounce it Cipolla, but I want to make sure she knows. I know it's Cipolla. But we Americanize everything, so it's Frank Cipolla, a television and radio news broadcaster. He's a 30-year veteran. He's written the book, It Shocked Even Us, and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News, available on Amazon. And also you've got the website, Frank, itshockedevenus.com.
Exactly. And if you go to itshockedevenus.com, it's an e-commerce site, David. You can buy the book right there or go on PayPal, or if you're so inclined, mail in a check or phone it in. We take credit cards. But, you know, the great thing about the book is I've been telling these stories for 30 years, and I'll gladly tell some more. But I finally sat down one day and said, I must put these on paper because people would not believe what happens at your local radio and TV newsroom. And I was so happy to do it. There's some great photographs. I work with people like Dr. Frank Field, who was very big in New York at the time. He did weather. And, of course, Imus and Stern, and I mentioned all of them. And Lloyd Lindsey Young. So it's all these funny stories, and you really get a view of their personalities because, you know, I was so close to working with them.
Well, and this is something that you ended up, I'm sure you start out like a lot of writers thinking, well, it won't take me that long. And I know from personal experience how much work's involved with writing a book. But you ended up devoting, 3.5 years of your life?
3.5 years, and when I was done and we had the launch party, I said to the bride, I said, if I ever attempt to write another book, please stop me. And it was a job.
It's a huge job. And you ended up with over 400 pages in this book. So this is not a, you know, a little pamphlet that people can pick up and say, well, there's a couple funny stories. This is really a journey that you've taken through the radio and TV broadcast industry in your career, bumping into celebrities and all these different things. So the title says, and more crazy stories. So what are some of the crazy stories? I know our listeners are going, well, tell me a story, Frank.
All right, I'll tell you a story. Before I do, let me just say it's 400 pages, but they're small, digestible stories that you can take the book to the beach or the pool or wherever you might be in Florida or wherever you might be listening to this. It really is a fun read. It's a breezy read. As I mentioned, it's nothing political or controversial. It's just funny stories.
Okay.
You know, there are so many funny stories. I think one of my favorites is the time I covered Liza Minnelli's wedding in 2005. And I must tell you, David, we were so out of position that day. I was working for WWOR television in New York at the time, Channel 9, and they sent me to cover Liza Minnelli's wedding. And everything that could possibly go wrong on that day did. We got there late. We were out of position. Instead of interviewing some really big stars, we ended up interviewing Paul Williams and Joe Bologna, you know, some of these B or D-rated stars. And then, you know, we were out of position for the wedding. We ended up on the roof across the street from the church. We were too far up. We had to come down. We missed the shot of her coming out. We raced that evening to the site to feed. You know, it's microwave, so we had it at the tallest building in New York. And the photographer, the shooter, locked the keys in the truck, and everything went wrong.
Everything could go wrong did.
Everything went wrong. And you know, we just got on air at the very last minute, and we did, you know, I thought a really good job. And the next day, the news director, you know, spotted me on the side on the other side of the newsroom, and he gave me one of those fingers, like, come here fingers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he pulled me in his office. He closed the door. And I said, well, I said to myself, I said, this is it. He found out what happened behind the scenes and everything. He said, Frank? I said, yes. He said, that was one of the best reports you have ever, ever done.
Well, okay.
And I just had to laugh because he had no idea what had happened behind the scenes, what had transpired. But everything that could possibly go wrong that day went wrong.
I have a television show I did, Frank, and it took me an entire day to shoot one show, just one show. And it's because there's so much that goes into it. And again, especially if you're a novice, but even for professionals, and I'm sure that you have these things that just happen, you know, and somebody doesn't put film in the camera or just little things like that. And so you cover all this and more, of course, in your book, It Shocked Even Us, and more crazy stories covering local news. What are some of the things you've seen, Frank, with mishaps, with radio or television?
Well, I think one of the mishaps that happened out in the field. I was covering the premiere of the movie Amnesia, starring Al Pacino and Robin Williams. And, we were lined up in front of the theater because sometimes we did one of these entertainment type stories. And, I just lucked out. Robin Williams, Pacino got out of the vehicle, the limo, at the same time. And they sort of ended up right in front of me. And I was kidding with Robin Williams. I actually hugged him at the end of the interview. We laughed. And then there's Al Pacino. There's Al Pacino standing in front of me. And I said, Mr. Pacino, I said, before I even begin the interview, let me just say I loved you in the movie Glengarry Glen Ross. And I especially liked the line when you said, not to my knowledge, no. And David, I must tell you, he was stone-faced. His sunken eyes were staring through me. Apparently, I didn't know that he doesn't like people imitating lines from his movies. And for that moment, he was Michael Corleone, and he just scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, he's got that look. And, it's more recent. He did The Devil's Advocate, and he's an amazing actor. I mean, it's amazing. I'm looking forward to reading your book because I'm thinking through all the things you've experienced over a 30-some-year career and having seen these things up close and personal. And I just think it's fascinating. We're going to come right back from another break, Frank. We've got Frank Cipolla on the line with us. It Shocked Even Us and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News. That's the book, and you can get it on itshockedevenus.com or on Amazon. Hang in there, Frank.
Thank you.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, we have Frank Cipolla on the line with us. He is a veteran, 30-year veteran of TV and radio, and he's written a book, It Shocked Even Us, and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News. It's also available on Amazon.com. Frank, I want to ask you, one of the perspectives I think is very interesting that you have, and I'm sure this showed up in your book, is such a long span of working in radio and television. You've seen so many things change, and I'm sure that there are some big things that have changed along the way. Of course, a lot of that's driven by technology. But what has remained a constant? What's been something that really is the heart of radio and television that would be interesting for our listeners to hear from you?
Well, I think the main thing that has remained the same is storytelling. I mean, people like a good story. I think Don Hewitt once said, just tell me a story. It's changed, David, I think, sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse. I like the fact that there are more outlets to get news out. There's the internet. There are blogs. People walk around with iPhones and flip phones, and they can take a video and they can send it to their local television station. I think that's terrific. The more cameras out there, the better. I think it helps everyone. What I don't like is people who are not journalists, who claim to be, have never studied it, and are out there taking video and putting it instantaneously on the internet. And therefore, at that point, it becomes fact, even if it isn't. I'll give you an example. You have a young man or woman passing a car accident, and they videotape it on their iPhone, and they send it to the local television station. And while they're doing it, somebody passes by and says, hey, three people were killed in that accident. The kid immediately puts on the three people killed in this car accident. There's no editorial review. No one has verified that. I doubt very much he's even talked to a police officer, but it becomes fact, and then you're in the position where you're trying to explain that it's not fact. And I think the Obamacare ruling is a wonderful example of that. People jumping to conclusions, CNN and Fox, and saying that the decision was the complete antithesis of what it was. So this rush to get it up there when there's not a lot of editorial review especially for kids out there who claim to be iJournalists or mobile journalists, I worry that some of the information, maybe a lot of the information, is incorrect. If you want to be a journalist, more power to you. Go to school, learn how to do it. Learn in the small markets, good. Remember that facts matter, the truth matters, and learn every way that you can put that news on every single platform available, because it's growing by leaps and bounds. And I don't know what's coming, but it's important that they know how to feed that stuff onto every platform. And, of course, the truth always stands out. That's the most important thing.
Well, Frank, I think you've nailed it. With all of our technology, and it gets faster and cheaper and smaller every day, with all this technology, we've got this incredible amount of speed and the ability to transfer data. But there is a tremendous amount of, I think what you're speaking to is responsibility that comes with being in the media and being the person who is, you know, presenting this. And, you know, that brings me to another thing that, you know, you mentioned that your book, It Shocked Even Us and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News. You mentioned that your book is really, it's apolitical. It's, you know, you're looking, your purpose is not an agenda driven approach, that you're looking to share these stories. Now, there is, though, of course, one of the things that is the big elephant in the room is that there is, and maybe some of the lack of journalism that you spoke to, there is bias in the media. And it gets written about all the time. And, you know, I've done my share of talking about it, because sometimes financial products or services get hammered in the media when it's not correct or not appropriate. So the bias has, again, it's because your perspective, Frank, 30 years in the industry, has it really changed? Is there more bias in the media, or is it just that there's more contrast that makes it stand out?
No, I certainly believe that there is more bias, and I think it is a great, great disservice to the American people. Listen, I think, first of all, a news person should not let anyone know, certainly not publicly, where he or she stands politically. It doesn't matter. The facts are the facts, and they are what they are. But I think people who watch Fox and MSNBC and some other networks hear commentary from people who are sometimes paid by the Republican and or Democratic parties, espouse a particular view. They are confused about commentary and actual news.
Yeah.
And I've been doing interviews about this a lot, David, and I will say this. It's so very important for the American to read. Take a moment. You're busy with your mortgages and jobs and children, driving them to soccer. But if you're really concerned about an issue, don't just go to your favorite television station and sit in the echo chamber for an hour. Read both sides of the issue. Find a news source that you think is unbiased. Read about it and then make a decision. You shouldn't be given a decision by a talking head who encapsulates a very complex issue with a bumper sticker.
Yeah, I think that pretty much nails it, Frank. Well, as you said, people are busy and they're looking for something that's already kind of pre-chewed or pre-digested. Our guest today is Frank Cipolla. He's written the book, It Shocked Even Us, and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News. The website is shockedevenus.com. It's also available on amazon.com. Frank, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You got it.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed any of this today, you got to go on the website and check it out, realmoneyshow.com, because we've had Frank Cipolla on the line, and it's an interesting perspective from a 30-year veteran of TV and radio. He's written the book, It Shocked Even Us, and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News. And Frank, this is a money show. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So here's the money question, and it's a nice question to kind of wrap up with. How does what the media does affect money, or affect our buying decisions, or the way we look at money? Because, I mean, it all comes down to money. So if there's something there that maybe you can comment on, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I can speak to the industry, and I want everybody to remember that it's the radio and television news business. It's a business. We're in the business to make money, and that means eyeballs. That means people. And, you know, we always have to keep that in mind. I think the BBC does a wonderful job of doing news, but again, they're not commercially sponsored. I think there's some very good stations out there that are NPR affiliates that do a very good job of the news. But once you put in the advertiser element, David, you get the news. And I can only tell you a story that, you know, when I was working at one station years ago, we catered the newscast to what the advertisers wanted us to do. In other words, they wanted the coveted 18 to 35-year-old male demographic. They wanted that viewer. And as a result, our stories in the editorial meeting were driven by how do we get that demographic, which, again, I think is a disservice. If it's news, it's news. And right. I talk about that in the first chapter of the book because something happened that actually gave the book its name. And you'll read it in the first chapter of the book. In doing that, when you have an advertiser driving the news content, you don't always get what you need to know about what's happening in the world. And international news is important as well. You get what you want to know. So instead of talking more about the situation in Syria and what that might mean, we have to discuss Lindsay Lohan getting into a car accident or whether Kim Kardashian has implants.
You got it, Frank.
As that sounds.
Well,
and I think it's a disservice. I really think it's a disservice to the viewer and listener.
I 1,000%. And I tell people all the time about financial topics, you know, because there's a whole world of financial magazines and publications and television and radio. And I tell them, look, you always first follow the money. Who are the advertisers?
That's right. Then
you know, so if you're going to read a magazine, flip through and find out who the advertisers are first. Then you can read the magazine and its contents, because you got to have that perspective. Frank, it went quick. We're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had Frank Cipolla on the line with us today. 30-year veteran, TV, radio. He's seen it practically everything. And his book is It Shocked Even Us, and More Crazy Stories Covering Local News. It's available on Amazon.com.
David, if I may, I have tons of friends in Florida. My mother-in-law lives in West Palm Beach, so I'm down there often. The book is an e-book as well for people who might have a Nook or a Kindle. It's $20. It's a wonderful, funny, breezy summer read, and you can order it right there on that website. It's shockedevenus.com. If you grew up in New York or in the New York metropolitan area and you live in Florida, as many people have, you'll recognize the names. If not, you'll certainly enjoy the story.
Perfect, Frank. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you, David. A pleasure.
All righty.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.